Laredo CBP seizes $250,000 in unreported cash at the border. Texas Border Business, Laredo, Texas, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers working at the Laredo Port of Entry seized more than $272,000 in bulk, unreported U.S. currency during an outbound vehicle inspection. The seizure took place on April 21, when CBP officers working at Columbia Solidarity Bridge selected a southbound 2017 Dodge Journey driven by a 46-year-old female Mexican citizen for a routine outbound inspection. The vehicle was referred for a secondary inspection. During secondary inspection, with the aid of non-intrusive inspection technology, CBP officers discovered unreported bulk U.S. currency totaling $272,940 within the vehicle floor. Both the vehicle and currency were seized. Homeland Security Investigation special agents arrested the driver and initiated a criminal investigation into the seizure. Our frontline CBP officers continue to remain vigilant in the outbound environment, and that attention to detail resulted in a significant outbound currency seizure, said Port Director Albert Flores, Laredo Port of Entry. Bulk cash seizures like these, often proceeds from illicit activity, directly impact the pocketbook of foreign terror organizations and deprive them of the ability to profit from such activity. While it is not a crime to carry more than $10,000, it is a federal offense not to declare currency or monetary instruments totaling $10,000 or more to a CBP officer upon entry or exit from the U.S., or to conceal it with an intent to evade reporting requirements. Failure to declare may result in seizure of the currency and/or arrest, as was in this case. An individual may petition for the return of currency seized by CBP officers, but the petitioner must prove that the source and intended use of the currency was legitimate. Fulfilling President Donald J. Trump's mandate, the Department of Homeland Security and CBP are delivering the most secure border in history by stopping dangerous criminal aliens and illicit narcotics from entering our communities, keeping America safe for generations to come.